Hi, I'm Scientific American podcast editor Steve Mirsky, and here's a short piece from the March 2020 issue of the magazine in the section called Advances, Dispatches from the Frontiers of Science, Technology, and Medicine. The article is titled Quick Hits, and it's a rundown of some non-coronavirus stories from around the globe, compiled by assistant news editor Sarah Lewin Frazier. From the Dominican Republic, a sunken museum at La Caleta Underwater National Park will preserve in place a ship that sank in 1725, complete with real and replica artifacts kept underwater for people to explore. Submerged artifacts often degrade faster when removed from the sea. From Greenland, new simulations indicate that a rocky valley detected under the island's ice sheet may contain a 1,600-kilometer-long subterranean river flowing from central Greenland to its northern coast. From Greece, archaeologists uncovered gold, jewels, and beads in a large building on the now uninhabited Minoan island of Krissi, a location that about 3,500 years ago was devoted to making purple dye from sea snails called murex. From England, researchers found 1,700-year-old chicken eggs, along with other ancient objects, in a waterlogged pit in southeastern England. A few eggs broke during extraction, releasing a sulfurous smell, but one remained intact, making it the only complete egg found from Roman Britain. Well, you can't do archaeology without breaking some eggs. From Australia, to help boost Sydney Harbor's endangered seahorse population, scientists bred baby seahorses in an aquarium and built crab trap-like undersea hotels to protect them as they adapt to the wild. And from Antarctica, scientists test drove a meter-long wheeled rover that streamed live views of the depths as it rolled along the underside of Antarctic ice. The buoyant rover for under-ice exploration could someday explore frozen overseas on worlds such as Jupiter's moon Europa. That was Quick Hits by Sarah Lewin Frazier.